The story of the Queen of Saba with the Prophet of God, Solomon, peace be upon him. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May blessings and peace be upon the most honorable prophets and messengers, our Prophet Muhammad, and upon all his family and companions. And after. This is a blessed series about the story of the Queen of Saba with the Prophet of God Solomon, peace and blessings be upon him. The story was mentioned in the Quran once in Surat An-Naml. The kingdom of Saba is located in Yemen. It has a long history, a civilization whose traces still remain to this day. God mentioned it in the Quran in Surat Saba. And what I have achieved is a lot of good and great blessings, until it became a sign of its time. He called it a good town. But God Almighty destroyed it and destroyed it. When its people turned away from his command, may he be glorified and exalted. God Almighty said, there was a sign for Saba in their dwelling. Two gardens, right and left. Eat of what your Lord has provided and give thanks to him. A good town and a forgiving God. They turned away, so we sent upon them a torrent of rain. And we replaced them with two gardens with their gardens. I eat junk food. And we replaced them with two gardens with their gardens. My soul eats wine and food. And a little sidr. That is, we recompensed them for what they disbelieved. Do we reward anyone but the ungrateful? We placed them between them and the villages, in which we have blessed visible villages. We were able to walk through it. They walked through nights and days in safety. They said, our Lord is far away between our journeys. And they wronged themselves. So we made them single. So we tore them apart completely. Indeed, in that there are signs for every patient and grateful person. And Satan confirmed his suspicions about them. So they followed him, except for a group of believers. He had no authority over them, except to know who believes in the afterlife, who is from whom is in doubt. And your Lord is a guardian over all things. Al-Sadi, may God have mercy on him, said. That is, we recompensed them for what they disbelieved. Do we reward anyone but the ungrateful? That is, will we be rewarded with the punishment? Given the context. Except for those who disbelieve in God and deprive themselves of his blessings. When what happened to them happened to them. They were separated and torn apart after they were together. And God made them conversations that he spoke with. And Ismara for the people. He used to set an example for them. It is said that the hands of Sheba dispersed. Everyone talks about what happened to them. But no lesson is learned from them. Except for what God said. Indeed, in that there are signs for every patient and grateful person. Patience in the face of hardship and adversity. He bears it for the sake of God. And he doesn't make her angry. Rather, he is patient with her. Thankful for the grace of God Almighty. Acknowledge it and acknowledge it. He praises whoever did it first. And he spends it in obedience to him. This is if he heard their story. And what happened to them and to them. He knew that was the punishment. A reward for their disbelief is the grace of God. And whoever did the same. He did to him as he did to them. And to thank God Almighty. A preserver of blessings and a protector of curses. And the messengers of God are truthful in what they tell us. And the reward is right. He also saw his model in the abode of the world. And the story of the Queen of Sheba. It is part of the history of the kingdom of Sheba. It is, on the other hand, from the stories of women in the Holy Quran. But God mentioned the stories of women in the Quran, for women to be educated through it. And consider it and learn from it. So you follow the path of the believers. And avoid the path of corruptors. These stories came within the folds of the wall. Each story has an appropriate theme for the surah in which it is mentioned. It contains sermons, guidance and mercy. As God Almighty said, their stories are a lesson for those with understanding. It was not a fabricated hadith. But believe what is in his hands. And detail everything. And guidance and mercy. And guidance and mercy for people who believe. Muhammad Rashid Rida, may God have mercy on him, said. The Quran is neither history nor stories. Rather, it is guidance and admonition. He does not mention a story to indicate the date of its occurrence. Not for the sake of thinking about it. Or provide detailed information. He only mentions what he mentions for the sake of lesson. As he said, their stories are a lesson for those with understanding. And a statement of the rules of the meeting. As he said, sunnahs have passed before you. So travel through the land and see what was the end of the deniers. And he said, the sunnah of God that has passed among his servants. And other verses. The previous incidents include what is known. And God Almighty remembers of this and that whatever he wishes to mention. For the sake of lesson and sermon. He suffices with the story as a lesson and a point of interest. He does not present it in detail with its details, which do not add to the lesson. You might even be distracted by it. The last paragraph is from the words of Professor Muhammad Rashid Rida, may God have mercy on him. A very important paragraph. Because it gives us an approach to dealing with Quranic stories. What aspects should we focus on? Let us reflect on the story and learn the lesson. We leave the aspects that were not mentioned to us in the story. We don't get caught up in it. Abu Zara, may God have mercy on him, said. The stories of the Quran are intended to be a lesson and consideration. Not narrating facts and entertaining people by narrating them and detailing them. A lesson for those with understanding. Therefore, the noble Lord goes to the place of lesson and exalts it. And to the place of insight, and he will show it. And those are the straightest paths. Education with history and education with the conditions of the past. Man is the son of man. Who shows you a picture of the past with a lesson? He shows you yourself with the sermon. The past is always a light that shines for the future. It is the lamp carried by those who seek and hope for guidance. And in that story mentioned in the Holy Quran, the house is from a wise and knowledgeable person. An example to all people. Especially nations that suffer defeat. Mentioning these stories is a sign of prophecy. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, did not know about it before the revelation. Muhammad Rashid Rida, may God have mercy on him, said. These stories are mentioned in the Quran. This is evidence that it is from God Almighty. Because the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, neither he nor his people knew this. As stated in Surat Hud. After detailing the story of Noah with his people by saying, these are from the sources of the unseen that we reveal to you. Neither you nor your people knew it before this. So be patient, for the outcome is for the righteous. As he said at the end of Surah Yusuf after telling his story with his brothers. This is from the masters of the unseen that we reveal to you. And I was not with them when they made up their mind while plotting. And so that women can benefit from the stories of women in the Quran. You must take your time reading it. She contemplates the verses and ponders their meanings. God praises the people of understanding who ponder the Quran. God Almighty said, a blessed book which we have sent down to you so that you may reflect its verses. And let those of understanding remember. And God Almighty said, their stories are a lesson for those with understanding. Abu Zara, may God have mercy on him, said. And God Almighty restricts those who consider it. That they should be of the kind. That is, the minds that go in their understanding to the core of matters and their facts. They ponder its principles and ends. Therefore, it is necessary for a woman to exercise her mind in contemplating women's stories in the Quran until she takes a lesson from it and learns from herself. She lives her life according to what pleases God Almighty. That is why God Almighty said, so tell stories so that they might think. Al-Tahir bin Ashur, may God have mercy on him, said. any stories of this story and others. This is an appendix to the story represented in it. It includes it and other stories in the Quran. There is contemplation and admonition in the stories. Please let them think and advise them. Because for proverbs and invoking analogies, it is a great matter in converting souls, bringing hidden conditions closer to astonished or heedless souls. Why in theorizing the specific story? Who remembers seeing the situation with the senses? Unlike the abstract reminder of the tangible thing. And the story of mercy of Sheba. It is one of the Quranic stories, which is intended to take a lesson and a sermon. So where is the moral of the story, Mucin? What is the main purpose of mentioning this story in Surah An-Naml? What is the role of the hoopoe in the story? What are the personal characteristics of the woman that are evident in this story? What trick did the mercy of Sheba use with Solomon? How did the Prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him, deal with him? With the Queen of Sheba after her trick was revealed. What is the impact of science on the story of the Queen of Sheba? Was the Queen of Sheba intelligent and rational? What is the evidence for that? Why did the Queen of Sheba not resort to fighting? With the strength of the people of Yemen and the strength of their arrows. What are the things that prevent a person from knowing the truth and following it? These are questions that we will try to answer, God willing, in this blessed series. From the story of the Queen of Sheba. Asking the Lord Almighty to encourage us to do good in words and deeds. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. The story of the Queen of Sheba. With the Prophet of God Solomon, peace be upon him.